Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah says the resistance movement has prevented the Al-Qaeda-linked militancy in Syria from spilling over into Lebanon. Said Hassan Nasrallah says Hezbollah forces have actively assisted the Syrian government in retaking several regions from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Back in March, Hezbollah helped Syrian troops flush out militants from the town of Yabrud in the strategic Qalamun region. Nasrallah believes Lebanese resistance fighters intervened at the right time and in the right way. Otherwise, he says, the ISIL would have marched all the way into the heart of Beirut. He also praised calls by Iraq's religious leaders on volunteers to take up arms against the Takfiri militants. Let's go to Ohio and talk to Gordon Duff, senior editor with Veterans Today. Welcome, sir. Mr. Duff, first of all, what would the region and Lebanon in particular look like without a force like Hezbollah?
Hezbollah is all that stands between right now a single band of al-Qaeda terrorists controlling everything from the Mediterranean to the border of Iran. One of the key issues that really isn't being mentioned here, that if the ISIS were allowed to take Lebanon, and they were certainly going to, then shipping the arms into Iraq right now, backing the military that's attempting to overthrow Iraq, those arms would no longer have to flow through Israel and Turkey. And that embarrassment is going to become public at some point.
And of course, what has to be done to stop the likes of the ISIL and those who support them?
Well, I was in Iraq back in January and meeting with security officials there. All of this was foreseen. We could see the infrastructure of the country coming apart based on religious lines. This was all very much predicted. Everyone was ready to have this happen. Malika is very correct in assessing that he's totally surrounded by traitors. But these traitors aren't so much tied to domestic issues. They're also tied to foreign intelligence agencies. They're tied to oil companies. This is essentially a repeat of the 2003 shock and awe invasion that the U.S. had staged. This is another bank robbery against Iraq.
And last question, one thing about Hezbollah. Do you think, Hezbollah, we saw that it was involved in Syria against the ISIL. Do you think it will become involved in Iraq?
It's not going to be easy for Hezbollah to be logistically supportable there. Supply lines, especially that run through and around the hub of Mosul, are not going to be supportable. It would also leave Syria vulnerable to further depredations out of Turkey. Now, Hezbollah needs to protect Lebanon and needs to sit on Syria's flank. And Iraq has to look for help elsewhere.
All right. Gordon Duff, senior editor with Veterans Today from Ohio. Thanks for your time there, sir.